Episode number 288, 90 days till the Camaro Oshawa event.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go again for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we are amped up this week.
Yes, we are.
Because we're going to get even more amped up during the show.
Yeah. We're going to do, I was going to, in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, do they know what this is going to be? Is it going to be like the Jones Soda taste test?
No, hopefully it'll be much better than
I know it's going to be much better because I've had some of this stuff before. We're going to do another taste test, but I think one that actually you guys can relate to and actually want to try. We'll get to that in a little bit. But we got a packed show, so we're going to have to be brief on some things and, and well, everything really. So we're going to talk about the Oshawa event. We've got 90 days to go until this event.
3 months.
3 months. You got 3 months to get ready, and it's going to be here before you know it. So we'll get to that in a bit. 2011 convertibles are on the showroom floors, which is kind of cool. We're going to talk a little bit to our new listeners and new members that may have tuned in just recently. We're going to do a really cool taste test. We got a couple of voicemails and a couple other pieces of hodgepodge towards the end there. So let's do it. Let's hit it.
90 days. That's 3 months until the meet and greet in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
That's right.
At the assembly plant where they build the Camaros.
That's right. And, of course, that will also encompass the BBOMG, the Buyers and Builders Oshawa meet and greet, where you, the buyers, can meet the builders of the Camaro.
This is going to be, the whole event is going to be like a weekend long thing. I think it's put on by the Ontario Camaro Club.
That's right.
So if you want to register for this event, I would highly recommend you do it as soon as possible. There is a limited amount of tickets to be able to get in and do a plant tour, and I think that's going to be on the Friday. So if you go to OntarioCamaroClub.com, you should be able to click a registration link. It's $20? $30?
Something like that.
That encompasses the weekend, the car show, the all that good stuff. And you get a free t-shirt, too.
That's right. That's right. So this is going to be, without a doubt, the biggest Camaro event ever. 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 Yeah. I mean, there's other great shows this season, too, but this is one you definitely don't want to miss. And we are also very proud to have CamaroZ28.com be the official BBOMG discussion forums. So we've got the people that are organizing the BBOMG and in all that encompasses that, ready to answer your questions and just chat it up and get excited. So cool stuff. Check it out and don't miss out.
When's the date? It's June 10th through the 12th?
I believe you to be correct on that.
90 days away, so I wouldn't...
Right, give a check, yeah. So, I'm so excited about other stuff, I can't hold a mathematical thought in my head to save my life. But so good stuff. Check it out. And if you have any questions, just call in or email. We're happy to assist you because we want to see you there.
Yeah,
especially
definitely.
A lot of our listeners, you know.
Yeah, especially Postal Dave.
I don't know, man. let's see. The event, June 10th through the 12th, 2011.
Yep.
There is a plant tour involved. And this is the first time there's been a public plant tour of a Camaro factory. We're going to get to see, finally, what it takes to put our cars together.
That should be cool.
It's kind of like when you saw your wife without clothes for the first time.
What?
It's like, wow, that's nothing like what I imagined.
Moving on.
No, I haven't seen your wife without clothes, Chris. I just meant when one sees... Never mind. Let's move on.
Your train of thought is...
I'm fired up, man.
Yeah.
Hyper. I'm going all Postal Dave. 2011 convertibles hitting the showroom floors.
Have you seen any on the road yet?
Yeah, a couple. But I got a bone to pick with F-Bot Father.
Uh-oh.
Because he said we were going to be able to drive his. And you haven't been...
Well, he's busy.
I know he's a busy guy, but at the same time, he just lives around the corner. You know, he could say, hey, I'm sitting here having a nice glass of wine. Why don't you come and take my Camaro out for a week or two?
I don't know. Probably because it hasn't stopped snowing since November.
That's true. But it did get some cool stripes that we talked about in last week's episode.
Yes.
So we invite you, dear listeners, to do this. If you happen to be near or going to a Chevrolet dealership, swing on through the new car area and see if they've got a convertible on the floor and take a shot of it and send it to us through our app or just post it on the message board.
Or through Twitter.
Yeah.
CamaroZ28.com. You can follow us on Twitter.
That's right. So
I posed a question out there before we started the show, asking if they want to, if anybody out there wants us to answer any questions, and I have yet to receive a reply. So.
Because you just posted like 30 seconds ago.
Sorry.
That's what's wrong with this generation. It's instantaneous. I want to know.
Instant gratification.
That's
man.
Right. I don't know. I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that Hennessy is still churning out high
badass powered
monster machines, and they've already got or have plans for a 600 horsepower Hennessy convertible.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that won't be the end of it, too. I think we're going to see a few more special editions that are following in line with the coupe special editions from different places.
Obviously. That's going to be a given, man.
Yeah.
I bet you next year, SEMA, we see a ton of modified convertibles.
Yeah. Are you going to get one?
No.
You know, I was at your dealership a week or two ago picking up a part for my Camaro. Yeah. And I stopped by your salesperson's desk, and he wasn't there, so I grabbed one of his business cards and wrote on the back, self-res a convertible today, and put it on his keyboard. He didn't call you yet?
Well, he emailed me saying he bought himself a convertible.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And he's going to be kind of joining us as a enthusiast as well as a dealer, an authorized dealer on CamaroZ20.com.
Yeah.
So cool stuff. All right. Yeah, definitely send us pictures of convertibles as you see them.
Yeah.
Any way that you see fit, you can reach us. Chris and I are going to talk about us.
For
just a minute. We've been looking at our stats on our podcast and our website. We've been noticing a tremendous amount of influx, meaning we've got some new listeners and new members. And we kind of want to give you an overview, if you haven't gotten to know us as the site owners and as us personally as the enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm. We've been around a long time.
Yeah, we've been around for quite a while. So
we're the veterans.
All you old school guys, you can tune out for like the next minute.
I know this is probably going to be boring.
Yeah, because you probably know it all.
Yeah, these guys,
Chris and Jason. Yeah, I know them. They're good guys.
They're just blowing their own horns.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Not near as much as some people.
Yeah. Really.
So here's the deal. I'm Chris, and this is.
No, you're not. I'm Chris.
I'm just following the script from the beginning. I'm repeating it. I'm Jason, and this is my buddy Chris. We've been buddies for 15 years or so, which is about as long as we've been running CamaroZ28.com.
Pretty much.
We're the original owners. We are true enthusiasts. We're not just throwing a site together to jump on the Camaro bandwagon.
Nope.
We don't hide anything. We're pretty transparent. We're easily accessible. Our email is out there, pretty easy to reach us. Pictures and photos and... Chris here has been in some compromising positions with a donkey, but
okay.
No, and we just want to run a cool site, and that's why we do this podcast, and that's why we release it for free. Our website is free, and everything we offer is pretty much free with optional upgrades as fundraisers, but they're very minor and very optional.
Can you believe we've been doing it this long?
You mean the show?
Yeah.
And the site?
I mean, just think back. Think back 15 years ago, and at that point in your life, where were you? Okay.
I was living.
You weren't married.
That's right.
You didn't have a kid.
That's right.
I'm in the same boat. I was probably 75 pounds lighter.
Yeah, I saw a picture when we were doing the lower control arm install at Steve Quinn's house.
Yeah,
I found it in my. I was going through my archives, and I'm like, "Wow, Chris is kind of thin then." So was I, though.
Hey, man.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's all right. That's okay. We're still young at heart, and that's why we do this. So. If you're new to the website, don't be afraid to ask us questions personally about the website itself. We also have a site help and suggestions forum in case you want to learn a little history of the site. But otherwise, we just want everybody to be happy with the site, to be a part of the community. We consider it a brotherhood.
Sisterhood.
And we can't forget about our Camaroettes or whatever they're called.
Camaro chicks.
Camaro, chicks with an X, C-H-I-X.
Yeah.
Chris, there's... Tell everybody how to get a hold of us or how they can be involved with this community other than just the podcast.
Just going through CamaroZ28.com?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's lots of different avenues nowadays, especially with the introduction of social media. I mean, holy cow. There's Facebook. I mean, you can access us through our Facebook page at facebook.com/CamaroZ28.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CamaroZ28.com. We also have YouTube videos.
YouTube, that's
right.
What else we got here?
That's at YouTube.com/CamaroZ28.com.
Can't forget about that.
Holy cow.
And we also have our very own iPhone app, which you may be listening to this show through. But if you're not, just download it. It's free. And there's also some quick shortcuts to the goodies on the rest of the site.
And stuff like that. So
that's right.
We're extremely accessible here.
Yep. And not to mention, we're straight shooters. You know, we tell it like it is. We don't... make up stories just to get traffic or anything like that. We're just we just bring the truthful news to you, and you know, we it's kind of like when you go over to a buddy's house and you want to hang out in his garage. That's kind of how you know, talk shop.
Yeah.
And be a part of the community. And we're glad to have you as listeners, and we want to have you as members if not already. It's easy and free to sign up. And that's it, I guess. There's more information if you go to the main page of CamaroZ28.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says First Time Here. Just click it, and it tells you a whole lot more, and then some about some cool other features that we haven't mentioned of how you can integrate with the community, with the site.
Oh, yeah. Remember that old page you made a long time ago? It's called About Us.
Oh, yeah, we were so cool. I have to dig up the old archives on that one. That's when, you know, we were pretty much just starting a site just for fun, you know.
Our homepage.
We started CamaroZ28.com when starting a website was difficult to begin with.
Yes.
And now it's so easy, anybody can do it. But then it was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
So we got to move on.
Yes, we do.
And I'm glad to move on to this. We've been meaning to do this for a while. Nitrous Express. Everybody knows them.
Sell great product.
Sell great product. Good guys to deal with. I know the owner personally. He's a great guy. His name is Mike Wood. Well, they jumped on the energy drink bandwagon. Probably what? I'd say 2 or 3 years ago at least.
At least 2 years ago, because we were at SEMA and we were able to taste test the energy chews that they had.
Yeah, they had actual chews that never saw the light of day, I think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Which is really cool. They were actually giving them to, I understand they were giving them some troops overseas. For a quick boost of energy, and I had some, and it got me through the SEMA show, which is huge. So that's actually kind of like an inside joke for Chris, you and I. When we, you know, when we were at the SEMA show, we're like, ooh, let's go to the Nitrous Express booth and get some drink.
Yeah.
So we've had little itty bitty samples of these drinks, but what we're gonna do is to follow in line with our Jones Soda Holiday Barf taste test that you can find the videos of on our YouTube channel that we mentioned earlier. We're going to do something, a cool taste test that everybody can get involved in. So let's start off by saying, first of all, how do I get some of this Nitrous Express drink that Chris and Jason are going to try here? Well, first of all, let me get through this. Nitrous Express is running a contest right now. 1 year, 365 bottles of energy drink.
Oh, my God.
They're giving away...
this isn't the average size bottle either.
No, this is like a 18-ounce, 24-ounce bottle. They're giving away 365 of these to 25 people.
25 people,
25
really?
People. They're announcing 5 winners each week for 5 weeks, starting in February 21st. So we're coming in the middle of it. All you got to do, go to nitrousexpress.com/drink contest, join their mailing list, you're entered.
Nice.
Yeah, but for more information, if you want to find about the drink... go to nxenergy.com. Cool website. Keep your volume low because there's kick-ass music and sound effects. This stuff is normally $14.99 a case on a promotional thing, a case of 12.
Yeah.
So you can get it for free. Let's fire up our video cameras here on our iPhones.
Oh, boy.
Because we're going to put this on YouTube. So after you get done watching the show, you can or listening to the show, you can watch it. Watch part of it. Ready?
Hold on.
I'm running. So here we are for the video. Nitrous Express Energy Drink Taste Test. Oh, you got it going.
There we go.
We got Lean and Mean, and what's this one? Speed Freak, and the other one's Hot Fuel. So, Chris, you want me to hold your phone while you pour?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hold on.
Which one do you want to try first?
I don't even care. Just
how about this one? This one is Speed Freak.
Sounds good.
Love the cap. Look at that cap.
Yeah, the cap is... it looks like a nitrous bottle. You know, I think... What's that other nitrous company? They make some, too, but... This has something called Qcerin or something like that. You have to check it out on the website.
Ooh. Looks like orange juice. Here you go, my brother, for another mother.
All right, which phone is yours? This one is. Okay.
Okay.
So this is the, let's recap. What is this called again?
This is called Speed Freak Energy Drink.
Speed Freak Energy Drink from Nitrous Express. Here we go.
Cheers. Very citrusy.
I could drink that all day.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Love it.
What's the flavor supposed to be? Just like a citrus flavor?
No idea. It doesn't say on here.
Well, it's good. It's good. It doesn't taste... sharp or weird. It just tastes like a citrus drink, like kind of like Squirt with a little more, or Sprite, or what's that other drink? It almost has a Mountain Dewy taste. Not bad.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
And let's do this one here, Lean and Mean.
This one?
This one is sugar-free. That's why it's called Lean and Mean and zero calories. And considering that, Chris, you and I are part of the 2011 Camaro Z28.com Fitness Challenge, you know, we could use this stuff.
Down 13.5 pounds, I must say.
Are you really?
Yep.
Wow. I can't make fun of you behind your back anymore.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Okay. Here, give me your camera.
Love these calves. Once again, looks the same.
The color's the same, eh?
Same.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, man. So this is Lean and Mean, Nitrous Express, sugar-free, calorie-free energy drink.
Cheers.
Here's to more horsepower. Mm. Ooh, that one's got a little kick to it.
It does. Wow.
That's pretty damn good.
It looks, you know, I could drink that all day long, too.
It looks almost like pineapple juice.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah.
You know what? I've had, you know, like zero-calorie Monster and Red Bull and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never had that one before. I think I've had the Speed Freak before at SEMA. So what's the last one here?
This one is called Hot Fuel
Hot
Energy
Fuel.
Drink.
That sounds kind of, I don't know, man.
With this is the thing. It's on everyone. It's like quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
That's good stuff, man. Come on, pour it out. Pour it out. Oh, okay. Hold on. Your phone camera your display is much better than mine.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to have issues with that. I'm going to the Apple store.
Ooh, this one's like looks like grapefruit juice.
Kool-Aid?
No, it looks like grapefruit juice. Look at that.
Oh, it does.
I keep thinking that I'm forgetting to smell it, but who cares? Because it's not going to be nasty.
we'll link to our Jones soda taste test so you can understand why we're apprehensive about this. So let me get a shot of this here. I don't know if you can see it too much, but let me bring it around. All right.
This is kind of pink.
Oh, I love the cups, by the way. What's it say? Party?
This is party. It's from Vito's birthday party.
Oh, cool. All right, here we go. What is this? This is Hot Fuel. Hot Fuel.
Hot Fuel. Hmm. Not bad.
I
like the tangy flavor, too.
Yeah, that tastes kind of like, is there strawberry? What?
It kind of tastes like, to me, like tang. Remember tang?
There's a flavor in here that's familiar.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I think that's my favorite so far.
You know, I think I actually like the Lean and Mean.
Hot Fuel. Yeah, I like it.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad.
All right, so let's end the video here. Thumbs up on all three flavors for Nitrous
Express. Thumbs up.
All right, and let's kill the video.
Okay. That was just over 4 minutes, man.
Wow. All right, so here's the deal. I've had one of these flavors before. I don't remember which one. I think it was the first one, Speed Freak, because I think that's what they were giving at the show. But I got to tell you, I love Red Bull. I love Monster. But these don't taste like energy drinks. They taste like
they
pop.
Don't. I wouldn't say they taste like pop or cola.
No, definitely not cola, but they taste more like pop than something pharmaceutical. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but anyway, here's the good part, is that from now until the end of the year, every single one of our podcast listeners gets their choice of flavor. I'll include, whenever I send out a prize, podcast listener prize pack, I should say, every single one of our podcast listeners. Who wins our prize pack, voicemail of the month, gets their choice of whatever flavor so they can give it a shot, too. Yeah. So, you know, get your voicemails and emails in.
Lucky you guys, man.
Yeah. So
cool.
So, in fact,
I think I'm going to actually have to buy some of this. The thing is you can't find it in the stores in the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah, you really can't. That's why...
I don't know if... Does Nitrous Express have something on their page? I don't know if you want to go to it now.
No, because there's some here. I'll fire up the website.
Just says
here's the website. Hold on.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Nicely done website too. It doesn't have anything
like
to my knowledge about
it,
distributors or anything, but that's why it's $14.99 for a 12 pack.
Okay.
Or $2.99 for each bottle.
And these are you know, 20-ounce bottles.
Yeah, just go to nitrousexpress.com, and on the left-hand side, just click NX Energy Drink. And like I said, don't forget to go to nitrousexpress.com/drink contest to win your shot at a 365 of these suckers.
Yeah.
Whew, I like it. And considering that we're going to go work out after this, you could use it.
That's right.
So, you know.
Perfect.
I guess that's it. Thanks, Nitrous Express, for sending us some samples here to give a shot, give a try with. I think the stuff we tried was like prototype beta stuff.
Okay.
So as I said, we're going to give a bottle away each month to our voicemail winners in addition to the usual prize pack. So speaking of which, how do you win one of these prize packs? Well, you got to call and leave us a voicemail. And that's what two people have done over the past week.
Yeah.
Chris, you want to fire up the first one here and see what kind of messages they left for us?
Okay. Hey, guys. AJ, 96Z28 from the boards. Just calling up. We have seen Chevrolet roll out the convertible and now the ZL1 the past 6 to 7 months. And there's an article on the internet floating around that they're going to see a new Camaro variation every 6 months from here on out, probably maybe a Z28 version to compete with the Boss 302. So the question I must ask, when is Mr. Debler going to announce or give us at least some kind of hint to the fourth-gen diecast? I posted the spy shots several months ago, but we haven't heard anything since. So just looking for an update. As always, keep up the great work on the podcast. Thanks.
Okay.
And let me say that those were spectacular spy shots, too.
Unbelievable spy shots. But just like any spy shots out there, it's hard to tell what the real deal will be afterward.
Yeah.
I actually possess that very, very spy vehicle that he created. Mm. I asked him to send it to me. And in return, I'll hook him up. But
yeah.
Camaro Z28.com Diecast Series 4 has been plagued with problems. Mm. Just because I am a perfectionist when it comes to these things. And there's a couple things that I just didn't like about my initial design. So I had to change some of the design features. But overall, I think it's for the better. And it's in process, for sure, for real. And it will be released sometime this summer.
Good.
Unless I decide to change my mind again, but I think I'd shoot myself for doing that. And there's going to be some cool ways to it's going to be fun. You know, I got a lot of people that are interested in these cars, and thank you very much. It's going to be fun, and I'll make it fun. All you got to do is pay attention to, here's a hint, the Camaro Z28.com message forums or website front page, but also Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. There's going to be some interesting stuff going on over there.
If you're not, if you haven't liked our page yet, you better now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there might be another page to like.
Oh.
And there's going to be benefit to that. So anyway, nothing more than that. AJ, 96E28, thank you so much for your voicemail.
Yep.
And we got another one?
We got one more. But first, don't you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
No.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And here's our last one for the week.
Hey guys, it's Postal Dude! Woo! I'm driving around, it's 50 degrees, it's dew flat, it's like that old commercial, you know, where the Chevy's driving the windy road and the leaves are flying all over the place. Just saying, I wish you guys had some warmer weather so you could bring the Camaros out. And, fantastic show. Thank you for, finding me on Facebook, or me finding you guys. And, my stepdaughter's helping me become, tech literate. So let's just have some fun and drive fast and have fun. Or me. Whatever. Bye.
Good old Postal Dave. Now, my question to him would be, was he driving the Red Jewel Metallic, or was he driving the, as in his words, the fugly Synergy green color car when he was calling in?
And since you brought that up, his flip-flopping of color preference, first he called in and said that he and his wife agreed that it sucked. The Synergy green sucked. And now he owns one. That got the attention of none other than Mr. John Fitzpatrick.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One of the last times he and I were chatting on the phone, We were talking about that. So, Postal Dave, your lunacy is getting attention of some important folks.
Just General Motors there.
Just hope you know that. So that's good. That's good. That's good. And Postal Wifey's got my attention too. Okay. All right. She's cutie. You tell her I said so. And so yeah, Postal Dave, this guy's nuts. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, buddy. So here we go. And here's the deal. I wrote down these two names for the episode number 288, and we're gonna throw them into the contest
into the
for
mix.
Podcast prize and of the month, and keep calling in. It could be you. Speaking of which, I need to make a very important shout out, and that's to Kevin, our last month's our February podcast voicemail winner.
Yep.
He did a really cool voicemail of him starting up his Pontiac.
Yeah,
and we could hear it pretty good. Also, sometime last month, we wrote a really great letter from Ed Kleehammer. Talking about his family and when they got their first Camaro and what it meant to them. And it was pretty touching, and Kevin was a nice enough guy to donate his prize to the Ed Kleehammer family.
Yes.
And we're happy to oblige, but at the same time, Kevin, you need something for your generosity, so we're going to give him a prize, too. We're going to just double it up. I didn't want that to go unmentioned, because that was really awesome for everybody there. So,
two great guys.
Yeah. Glad to have you part of the Camaro community with us, a part of our family.
Thanks for listening to the show, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we got two voicemails in the books and one more show down. Next week,
yeah,
we're going to start talking about springtime car care tips. In the fall, we talk about putting them away.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about getting them back out.
You know, spring is right around the corner.
That's right.
Whether it looks like it or not.
This damn time change always has me jacked up, too.
I know.
What else are we going to do next? We've got some app messages we're going to go through.
Yes, we do.
For our iPhone.
And if you're listening to the show through your iPhone or iPad or whatever, keep them coming. It's amazing that I check it every week, and there seems to be more and more. So, obviously, people are using the app.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate it, and let us know what we can do to make it better, as well as anything else we do. We're available. We're happy to have you a part of us. So, are we missing anything else for this week? We got to wrap it up.
So.
All right, we'll be checking out our YouTube channel for the videos of the Nitrous Express Energy Drink taste test. Give me that one right there.
This one?
Yeah. What's lean and mean?
Yeah, I like the white one.
And I like them all. I'm actually, and this is unbiased, guys. Yeah. Yes, we like Nitrous Express as a company, but these products are actually good.
Love it.
I'm gonna order some up.
Yep.
No question.
Yeah.
I guess we're gonna wrap. Okay, here we go. Let's wrap.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, God. Old fat boy stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.